What is up, you guys? Welcome. I think I said that I was gonna record the podcast later today. And I just wanted to hop on here and kind of talk to you for a minute about you have to get out of your comfort zone and do things that you don't want to do. Like right now, I've only had water. I'm still trying to wake up. But I'm about to get some pre-workout, and it's going to be a whole different day. And we're going to love it. And sometimes you have to do things that don't make sense in a way, to get that result that you want. Like, going to the gym right now is not something that I would want to do. I want to be laying in bed, still watching Too Hot to Handle and seeing who won, because I kept falling asleep last night while watching it, and then I looked on Instagram, and it doesn't say who's together and who's not. But I'm here. I'm waiting for the shop to open so that I can get some pre-workout, because I desperately need it. And I'm starting to rely on it, which is kind of bad, honestly. I'm not gonna lie. And we talked about that yesterday, but It's okay. It's fine. We're getting there. But also, I wanted to talk to you about just pushing through whatever you're needing to push through. Last night, I had a goal in mind, and I was almost there at like 8 o'clock, and I was like, there's no point in me just laying in bed watching the show. I can walk in place while doing it. And I've realized that the more steps I get in, the more calories I burn. So when people are saying, hey, like, You should be walking. Like, it's making sense now. Yes, I'm still doing, like, weight training, lifting heavy. But I'm gonna start adding in that walk. Which I normally do during the weekend, but I never do during the week. So, like, during the week, it's very, like, whoa. But I'm gonna start doing that. But I wanna see if what I'm doing is working. And I've been doing it for 3 days. And I did weigh on Friday, but I don't think there is enough change to see if it was working. So, I'm not gonna get discouraged. I'm not gonna be that person who, like, if I don't see if it still says 0.7, I'm gonna say, yes, we're doing it, we're working. But I am just gonna see kind of what happens. But I'm really excited to get this workout in, kind of, now, and to go walk. Yes, I would rather be in bed. I think there's a difference in, like, excitement and, like, motivation and the discipline. There's, like, so many, because, like, yeah, I'm excited to work out because it helps me get to my goals, but, like, in this very moment. I'm not so, like, you can hear the yawn. Like, I'm yawning. I'm tired. I stayed up watching Too Hot to Handle. And reaching my goals. But I did it. And I'm very proud of myself. But yeah, the more steps you get in with your, like, weight training, your weightlifting complex, compound movements, it's gonna pay off. Like, today I feel lighter. Like, I woke up and I was like, what the heck? Because I've never, like, really thought about it. And, like, I'm using food to fuel my body, which is a weird concept. And, like, I'm eating every single piece of it. And, yeah. I'm just really excited for what's to come. Right now I'm letting my food digest because you want to, like, if you have a meal and you're gonna go if you have a meal and you're gonna go wait at least an hour to an hour and a half so that way the food can be digested into your system. So I'm gonna, well, really by the time he opens, I'll be able to go away. But because if you weighed, like, let's say, because, like, lately I've been weighing with a meal in my system and letting it digest. So a long time ago, I would not eat and just wait to eat until after I weighed. So empty stomach, you know, it's probably, like, the best, but honestly, like, just don't work out before you do it. And, like, yeah, I drank some water with my food, but, like, I stopped when I was done with my food. That way I don't have any, I guess, lingering water in me. But definitely on Friday, I will have to wake up early so I can get my food in. That way I can come before work. That's going to be my rest day, probably. If what happens, I might not be able to get a workout in that day. But you always need rest days, so I'm like, that's fine. But if I get off early enough, you know me, I will come to the gym. It's just, I think it's gonna be later than normal. So, I'm not trying to, like, do anything more. But, yeah, that might just be my rest day. But I'm excited for this week because if what I am doing is working, then it's just gonna be great. And I'm gonna just, yeah, it's gonna be great. And I don't really have a plan. Like, I keep saying, I'm gonna make a plan. But I literally lay in bed and watch TikToks. And right before I work out, that's when I kind of do things. Like right now, I have no idea what I'm working out. I think I'm doing the Murph again, just because it was a really challenging workout and a really good one. I don't remember when I did it though. And then I do want to do some plate work. No barbells today. Not doing it. And I might use the plates for the upright rows because I can't do pull-ups yet. Instead of dumbbells. Or I might use kettlebells. Just because I don't really want to use weights. Or like dumbbells. because I just, my body is like, and then I have 40 minutes of the bike today, not 35, 40. So I do have like my, one of my friends helping me kind of with my workouts, and he kind of puts like how much on the bike, and then he does like 3 workouts a week for me, maybe 4, and then I do 3, like I come up with 3. His are more structured than mine are, and I might just ask him really fast to come up with a workout because I'm blanked on, but then I think I'm just going to do the Murph. But find people who are willing to help you, because if I didn't have the people that surround me every day to help me with these goals, I would just be, I don't even know. Because, like, there's moments where I'm like, I want to quit. And sometimes I do. But it happens. But we are waiting. So I'm gonna go probably watch some more TikToks, maybe get him to do a workout for me. If I don't want to do the Murph, I kind of do want to do the Murph. I just don't want to have to do 200 push-ups and 300 squats. That's the only part that I don't want to do. But I will check back in later. For sure, and let y'all know. Last night we ended with 3,609 calories for the day, so that's really, really good. So I just need to continue doing that. And maybe on Friday, actually, I will do just like no working out and just like my normal, like what would it be without working out. And I do want to do a day where I'm just at home, not at work, just lounging around. So that could be tomorrow. But we all know I got goals this week. And I'm gonna wake up and just go at them. But yeah, so I think that's it. I got about 20 more minutes until he opens the store. So I'm gonna watch some TikToks, and then I will check back in with y'all later, and I will update you on if what we're doing is working and all that good jazz. So have a wonderful and safe happy 4th. I will talk to y'all later.